Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Featured Artist Friday, Fats Domino, chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from him, send your request, plus for text line at 410-583-1057. Ravens taking on the Lions Monday night, M&T Bank Stadium, 8:15 kickoff. Ravens 4.5-point favorites, both teams 1-1. Both teams coming off explosive offensive performances in week 2, 52 for Detroit, 41 for Baltimore. Here to preview the game, as only he can, from the Baltimore banner on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How you feeling?
Morning, guys. Got a little case of the false sniffles, but otherwise I'm doing great.
All right. Now, in regards to Wiggins, Matabike, and the, I don't know, unexpected absences from yesterday's practice, which one should be more concerning at this time, if either one?
I would say Matabike, just because you don't want to mess with those neck injuries. I mean, I remember for the last year, 2 years ago, where Tyler Linderbaum had a neck injury during training camp, and they kind of knocked him out for 3 weeks. So we will see. You know, I think Matabike played pretty much all of that game on Sunday. I think Travis Jones was the only defensive lineman who played more snaps than him. So it could be just a preventative thing. You know, maybe he's limited on today, maybe he's limited tomorrow, but they just are keeping him out of harm's way. But I would feel decent about Wiggins, just because even though he must have felt something, or maybe he did have that groin injury on the celebration by Woozy, like, he played basically every snap after that game, or after that incident. So it would seem like, you know, John Harbaugh is correct in his optimism that he should be able to practice today, but I guess we'll see. Not long before we get out there on the field.
Hey, Jonas, because Matabike didn't practice last Wednesday either, so maybe it is that they give him, you know, Wednesday, because basically yesterday was a Wednesday for them.
Yeah, but when they do that, you know, they usually list it as, you know, NIR, personal arrest. So the fact that it's a neck and not just reverting back to that ankle injury, which I expected it to be based off what you said, was a little bit surprising.
Do you think Keaton Mitchell gets his first shot Monday night?
Yeah, that's a good question, because if Isaiah Likely is coming up, then that's another spot that is claimed for that offensive actives, game day actives. And I guess it really depends on the Rasheed Ali. You know, it was encouraging to see him back already in the red non-contact jersey, to see him, you know, already be that far in the concussion protocol where he's able to be back on the field. Usually bodes well for their availability, especially in a week as long as this one where they don't have to play until Monday. So, you know, I know it's kind of a cop-out answer, but I'll probably just say, like, they'll wait until Rasheed Ali's availability is determined, and if he can go, then Keaton Mitchell probably won't play, and if he can go, then he probably will play.
Now, Jonas, I'm guessing Ajabo will be up too. Who do you think will get a sack on Monday night?
among the edge guys?
Yes. Because I think if Matabike plays, I think Matabike is getting a sack.
Yeah, me too. I think that Lions line is weakest up the middle, which is not surprising considering not everything that they've gone through this offseason. But of the edge guys, I don't know. I mean, I think you could make the argument that someone with as high a motor as Mike Green, I know he didn't really show a whole lot in week two, but I just think that, you know, Jared Goff can be a guy who can kind of fritz out, once or twice a game when his reads aren't there, or what he's seen post-snap is not what he expected pre-snap, and that can reward someone who, runs the ball as hard as Mike Green does. Obviously, the Ravens coaches already trust him to be playing him a lot of snaps, and I just think we'll probably see a game more like week one for him in terms of win rates, effort, everything, as opposed to week two, which I think was a little bit disappointing in terms of the entire performance.
What do you think so far of Buchanan?
I think he's been fine. I think he's been fine. Like, there are still some things that he does that are not great. You know, that I think that first down throw from Cleveland on Sunday, he was trying to relate to someone coming across the field, and he forgot about his, you know, the route on his own side of the field. There was a play in the fourth quarter, it looked like, I think on that touchdown drive by the Browns where he and Trenton Simpson are both going to the same side of the field on a play that was headed the other direction without a lot of misdirection. So, you know, these are the kind of things that you expect. I mean, Patrick Queen wasn't great as a rookie. C.J. Mosley has ups and downs as a rookie. So, and you wouldn't expect this guy to be a well above average player. I think I would say please temper your expectations. But having Roquan as your best buddy there in the middle does a lot of good for you. It's, you know, more times than not, when he's pointing at a play, that play is about what you're going to see. So, I imagine they feel good about having the opportunity, having the ability to go to Trenton Simpson if Teddy's head is just swimming. And this could be a game where his head is just swimming because Detroit does such a great job of stressing these second-level defenders with all the run stuff, the play action, the motion. It could be a really, really tough game for him. So if he's able to swim instead of sink in this Monday night game, I think the Ravens feel pretty good about where his head is mentally.
Jonas, do you think, and I kind of think we're going to see a lot of passing again this week from the Ravens. I mean, 2 years ago, Lamar threw for 365, and they spread him out. Against Green Bay and against the Bears, they didn't get any pressure, at all. I mean, Caleb Williams was standing back there, having plenty of time to throw. And if Lamar's got plenty of time to throw back there, I think they'll be able to make a lot of plays in the passing game.
Yeah, I watched all the pressures that they've called up the past 2 weeks, Detroit, and it is not very impressive. They'll do some uncreative stuff with their blitzes that might be effective in just hemming Lamar in, and if his guys can't get open, then maybe they'll be able to steal enough, third down stops that this game is not the shootout that we think it will be. But, I think I looked at the stats yesterday, that game you were talking about from 2023, it wasn't just the fact that Lamar went off for 300-plus yards. He was hit once. He was sacked zero times. If you guys remember, he had that incredible but, also hugely indicting play of the Lions defense where he is strolling around in the pocket. Finally, someone from the Lions breaks loose. He eludes them. He eludes another person. And it takes 9-plus seconds for him to throw the ball to Nelson Agholor in the back of the end zone for that, 15-yard touchdown. I think that was the third longest time to throw at the time in the next gen stats era, which goes back as far as 2016. So if the Lions persist in trying to do this cage rush stuff where they're not really trying to turn the corner like Myles Garrett was, then I think Lamar, even though I'm pretty down on this offensive line, I feel like just based off the talent level up front for Detroit, he should have a lot of plays where he just has all day to throw.
Mm-hmm. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Over is 53.5. Are we looking at a similar game score-wise, Jonas, to Buffalo week one here?
I think a little bit down. I believe, what did I have? I think I have 28-27 is going to be my prediction. So I think it will hit the over. I just think that, you look at that Lions offense, and I think you can make the very reasonable argument that Amon Ross St. Brown is the best wide receiver they face. Sam LaPorta is the best tight end they face. And Jahmyr Gibbs is the best running back they face. And you could also say that Jameson Williams might be the best wide receiver two they face. And, you know, even though Jared Goff is about as immobile as Joe Flacco, he's not afraid to stand in there and take a hit if it means that he's hitting on, you know, hitting someone on a 15-yard dig. And that's pretty scary, just, you know, given some of the not-so-great plays the Ravens have put on tape defensively. So I'm really impressed by what this Detroit offense can do. And I just think it's going to have to, you know, acquire a real, you know, leveling up from this Ravens defense to show that this is much closer to the 2023 defense than the 2024 defense.
Jonas Schaefer, under the weather, I'm going to say to you what Sonny said to Paulie in The Godfather. Drink some brandy there and sweat it out a little bit before they blew his head off. Spoiler alert.
It's going to be 90 degrees. It's going to be 90 degrees when we're out there on the field. So no problems there, man.
Jonas, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jonas Schaefer, everybody. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. Get you caught up on Thursday Night Football. If you missed it, here on 105.7 The Fan, the Bills are 3-0, handling the Dolphins. Dolphins have been spirited the last 2 weeks, but losses nonetheless. And then Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Preview the Billy Edwards Jr. reunion game, maybe. There's no guarantees he'll even play. Terps looking to get to 4-0 with their first road game. And we'll look at this Big Ten basketball schedule. And old Buzz Williams do a lot of big-time recruiting. Too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time of the Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Last night, Thursday Night Football. Buffalo Bills, a game you heard here against Miami Dolphins, heard on The Fan. Looking to get to 3-0, short week stuff. Miami, boy, they're under the microscope. The 0-2 start, the dreadful beginning of the season against the Indianapolis Colts. They were spirited, but lost against New England at home.
Yeah.
Falling behind to do so, but put up an effort against the Bills, but in the end, unfortunately for you Dolphins fans, wasn't enough.
Shotgun. Allen Playflake throws to Shakir with the head of steam at the 10. Racing far side 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Shakir. Oh, the quick pass down the line. It's a 15-yard score.
Westwood on the call. 3 touchdown passes for Josh Allen last night. Gives him 5 on the year without a turnover. Is his, brilliant carryover into this year continues on. James Cook over 100 yards rushing, a touchdown himself. But Miami did. They hung, but Zach Seiler, former Raven, had to roughing the punter, which set up Shakir's touchdown. Tua threw the pick late as they were marching to maybe tie the game. So I guess bad teams, Vinny, find ways to lose. Even though they're playing well and there's effort,
no,
they just find a way to not get over the hump.
Here. Yeah, and instead of making the play to get them over the hump, they make the play to keep them, it's like, that. Just like you said, Bob, that's what happens with bad teams expect to lose.
And Buffalo expects to win.
Right.
And Josh Allen is playing with a pretty significant swag right now. He's walking out there like 22 of 28, 3 TDs, quarterback rating robust. He's just out there on the field like he's like playing across the street from us out there off of Clark View Road.
Yeah, there is no question about that, Bob. The game right now is very easy for him. It's slowed down way, way slow for him.
And he doesn't have a premier group of receivers. I mean, the Ravens' receiving room is way better, we think, than Buffalo's, but yet he still finds a way to produce here.
Well, his tight ends are kind of Kincaid. They're stepping up a little bit, too. You know, and their run game Cook has had, he had over 100 yards rushing, which helps him a lot, too.
Yeah, and he doesn't get sacked.
He definitely, and he doesn't throw interceptions.
He's a more athletic Ben Roethlisberger.
I totally agree with
Big,
that.
Big, strong, same arm strength, maybe even better than Ben's, but he is hard to bring down. He extends plays. It's the Whip Around video at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Jaden Daniels not at practice today, and we'll do our picks here in a couple of minutes. Washington probably minus their starting QB. Hurt his knee last Thursday against Green Bay. So it looks like Marcus Mariota is going to get the call here.
Yeah, that one's going to be interesting. Bob, when you look at it, I mean, schedule makers hosed Vegas. Vegas played on Monday night at home, and they got the short week. Washington's got 11 days to prepare. They got 4, because now they got to travel across the country, plus play at 10 o'clock in the morning their time.
Baseball news here on the Whip. Last thing before Keith gets in here, Kavanaugh, that is. Clayton Kershaw going to retire after the season. 11-time All-Star. 3 Cy Youngs, 3,000 Ks, MVP 2014, which is rare for pitchers nowadays. It's happened before, obviously, duh. I mean, you have guys who won Cy Young and MVP in the same year. But Clayton Kershaw, he'll be eligible for the Hall of Fame. What year is this? 25? Mm-hmm. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 31. Nolan, chances he gets 100% of the vote are going to be what? I mean, we just told you the resume. I mean, everything he has done is of elite level. You name it, he's done it. He's hit every benchmark. And he won't get 100% of it.
Right. Ichiro didn't get it. The only one to get it was Rivera.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, look, there'll be some. But here's the problem with it. I mean, there's a ton of problems with it, but the fact that we're here now in like the social media age and the way the Ichiro thing took off last year, I think some people will leave him off the ballot just to get their name out there, just to have this viral thing. I mean, it's not any worse or better than what guys were doing 30, 40 years ago when social media didn't exist and you could hide and be anonymous about it. It was still stupid then, but just one of those things about baseball, man. Just get it right.
It is the dumbest thing ever. That only one player in the history of the game, one player, Mariano Rivera, a relief pitcher, great at it, Ken Griffey Jr., Willie Mays,
Cal,
Tom Seaver, George Brown, I mean, name a guy. Only one player, Mariano Rivera, a closer, got 100% of the vote. So Clayton Kershaw, you probably get like 97. But it's a why? I want to explain why. Other than, well, he didn't get 100% of the vote, so why should he? And Nolan, you brought up every, look at me, social media, which is such a slimy reality we live in.
Or somebody that hates the Dodgers.
But it's just dumb.
Yeah.
Anywho, a guy who's really smart's coming up next, Keith Kavanaugh. Well, he thinks he is. From TerribleTimes.com, we'll preview Maryland, Wisconsin, which is tomorrow at noon, a game you can hear. On 105.7, the Fan, Terps getting 9.5 against the Badgers. First road game, Maryland looking to get to 4-0. They come back home next week for Washington. Boy, that'd be great if they were undefeated for that one against the Huskies. And the Big Ten basketball schedule came out for the men as Buzz Williams' practice will be starting here in a couple of weeks. A lot of excitement about the buzz. Can you feel the buzz?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now they go to Wisconsin. 9.5-point dogs against the Badgers coming off their loss at Alabama. You can hear the game. 105.7 The Fan, noon kickoff. It is on NBC as well for your viewing pleasure on the Window Nation guest hotline. Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, what's up?
Guys, good morning. And tomorrow and the next three games, we know the tale of this season. Hard stop. Got to take care of business up there, Wisconsin, tomorrow. Billy Edwards should be back, the former Terp. Their front seven defensively is stout, but their offense is still trying to find its way with kind of a young offensive line and the quarterback injuries and such. But a scary place to play for such a young freshman-studded team, particularly a quarterback and their first road, crowd noise and all that. Because after this week, you have Washington, Nebraska at home, then UCLA, which is a hot mess right now. So these are all winnable games before you get into the Indianas and Illinois and the ranked teams of the world. So they need to show up tomorrow, make a statement, win a game on the road of significance as they begin the Big Ten Conference. But these next four starting tomorrow will tell us where this season is going or not going.
All right. First thing, Billy Edwards Jr., you mentioned him, Maryland's quarterback, yeah. Transfers out. I know Mike Locksley very reluctant to talk about Billy Edwards Jr., and when he does, it's not really with glowing terms. Why did he leave? I mean, why did Edwards peace out knowing that he was the dude here, at least even with Malik Washington coming in?
It's all about the Benjamin, so he got a raise, even though they took the San Diego State portal transfer, Wisconsin did, who's been playing in his stead first 3 weeks. He's been a little volatile, but got a pay raise. He knew Malik was coming in to be the future face of the program, and probably Locksley promised Malik, hey, you'll start from day one. So, and, you know, these guys, oftentimes when they have their extra year, they want to change the scenery, play in bigger, fuller stadiums, and go out with a bang financially, too. So it is what it is. But Billy was a great Terp while he was here. Good kid, good family. His brother was on the staff at Maryland as a GA or special assistant. So we wish him well, but not well tomorrow.
Now, the defense, I mean, this will be their first true test, if you will. It's not the 81 Chargers, as we know, but how's Maryland going to generate any sort of pass rush? Because Billy Edwards is a mobile guy, given the status of knee, of course.
Yeah, the knee was non-contact, but it was a sprain, so who knows if that could get tweaked again. But this game, will be decided in the trenches, okay? Maryland still can't establish the run game with any consistency or much success. And that's why you see a lot of three and outs or Malik having to do too much. Their front seven scares me. Our offensive line has not really been tested. You can't go out and have 12 penalties and get the yips in front of that crowd. Now, it is 11 a.m. start out of Wisconsin, so hopefully all the drunk students aren't there yet or what have you for jump around or whatever. But this game will be decided in lines, and pretty much every time Maryland goes on, most Big Ten teams dominate Maryland in the trenches, sadly. So, I like how Maryland's defense has been coming around, but who have we played? Nobody. And that Towson game, the minute the second team came in, that was hideous. They outscored Maryland. So the depth is a concern. But the good news is you're 3-0. You came out of Towson game without any injuries. You had the two injuries in game one. But now, Coach Locks, go on the road, beat someone you're not supposed to. That's beatable, okay, if you play your game and bring it. And not falter in these other areas, and steal one. We'd like to see, 6 or 7 years now here, going on the road and stealing one. And this can propel you on to those next, because obviously very light schedule. Obviously don't have to play the big three, thank God, this year. But look at all these other programs right now kind of teetering in the lower half of the Big Ten. So you got to take advantage of these situations, and then two of the next three at home.
Now, Keith, when I watched Wisconsin last week against Alabama, I didn't think, Wisconsin looked very good at all. And they played two cupcakes, their two previous games. And to me, they don't score very well either. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Who's got the advantage in a low-scoring game?
Well, without the run game, obviously, special teams got to get some takeaways, some sudden change. Obviously, Maryland has better athletes on the perimeter and the edge. Wisconsin's one flaw is its corner play. Now, their safeties are stout, but the corners have had issues. But no, their offense is sputtered. They were playing Alabama. The San Diego State quarterback, he had a poor game that game. But that was Alabama, and Alabama was playing with a chip on their shoulder. Go out there, try to take care of business, come home injury-free, but you got to bring it on the lines. And we're seeing more and more, be it Stewart or whoever, youngins really stepping up and making plays, impact plays. But if Billy Edwards is fully healthy and he's running around and play action, they're run first, play action second, then quick hits. It could be a long day for Maryland's defense if he's at his full speed.
Keith Kavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com. Keith, real quick, Big Ten schedule came out, men's basketball. Your impressions of it, at least on paper here.
Yeah, I love those first three Big Ten home games, starting with Michigan. And then you go out on this California swing with UCLA and USC. I know a lot of Maryland fans are jacked about going out there. But speaking of hoops, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Brenda Fries just landed yet another four-star top 30 player. Mimi Thiro, 6'4", power forward out of Pitt. She can dunk with ease, Bob, something you'll never be able to do in your life.
Take it easy.
So that's two. She's top 30. And then Jordan Jackson, of course, they got last month as top 10. So great start there. Now, the Terps did not push for Trey Beamer last weekend, the point guard. Ant Brown, the number 12 point guard in the country out of D.C., Archbishop Carroll, he visits in 2 weeks. That seems to be Buzz's top priority. He's the number 12 ranked point guard in the country, and so he's coming in on the 4th. So a lot of these kids, as you know, are holding out and not committing on visits as much as they, you know, leverage themselves in the NIL world and such. So we'll see, but Buzz very active as always.
Keith Kavanaugh, always appreciate the time. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thanks, Keith.
You too, guys. Take care. Thank you.
There's Keith Kavanaugh. We'll come back to our picks for college and pro games, college week 4, NFL week 3. That Steve Molesky will be coming in, talk some baseball with him. Orioles get blown out last night on national TV by the Yankees. Max Fried, 13 Ks and 7 shutout innings, and the Yankees scored 7 runs, didn't even hit a homer.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time to get some picks rolling here, heading into the top of the hour. Steve Molesky will be joining us in studio. Talks baseball, football, everything on his mind. I know he's very excited about WrestlePalooza, which is coming up. And who isn't? John Cena versus Brock Lesnar, is that who it is, Nolan?
That's correct.
Anyway, take us back to 2005 over here. Why don't you? But first things first, let's get to the picks. There was a game last night. Bills taking on the Dolphins, and we were all winners in that one.
Right. Everyone took the Bills. No surprises there. Updated standings. Of course, go back to Monday night. Bob and I were both correct. Vinny missed both games, so the standings a little more tight.
Yeah.
Vinny's still in the lead, though, 39-17. Bob, 3 games back with 36 correct picks, and I'm 4 games back at 35 correct picks.
All right, Nolan, let's get it all in with the college games.
All right, we're going fast here. Let's start with the hometown team, Maryland versus Wisconsin. The Terps double-digit underdogs going on the road for the first time this season. I'm going Wisconsin, and I think they cover.
Whoa. I want to take Maryland, but freshman quarterback on the road first game. I got to take Badgers.
Well, I'm taking the Terps because that's how I roll. I want to see Vinny wear that shirt again.
Yep.
Don't lose by 30.
Don't Maryland. Wash it either.
Don't wash it. Yeah, that'd be
You're
good
superstitious.
Luck. Yeah, let's go, Maryland. Spread's 9.5, by the way. Spreads are for entertainment purposes.
Just under double digit. My bad.
You're good. Oh, it's still a hefty line.
Texas Tech and Utah, 17th and 16th ranked teams in the country. Utah favored by 3.5 at home here. But I see a road upset. Give me Texas Tech.
Yeah, Texas Tech, they spend more money than anybody in NIL. I'll take Utah at home.
Yeah, I'm going with the Utes. What's a Ute? Winner.
Auburn and Oklahoma here. Oklahoma, 7.5, the favorite at home. Can't pick against them here. I'll go Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'll take Oklahoma. The way they played Michigan at home, I'll take Oklahoma at home, too.
Yeah, maybe exposing Auburn a little bit in the process, too. We're undefeated in the rank, but let's go Sooners.
Michigan and Nebraska. Michigan actually favored as the road team here. I was burned by them a few weeks ago. Didn't learn my lesson. Wolverines is the pick.
I'm taking Nebraska. I mean, you got a freshman quarterback in a hostel. You talk about hostel. He's going to see more red than he's ever seen before. I'm taking Baby Mahomes and Nebraska.
Riola rule will rule. Let's go Cornhuskers here.
Illinois and Indiana. Illinois is the 9th ranked team in the country, taking on number 19 Indiana. Although Indiana, the pretty significant favorite at home, 6.5 is the spread. I'm going to go with Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana hadn't played anybody. Illinois at least has. You know, I mean, they went on the road, beat Duke and stuff. I'll stay with my red, Indiana.
And we're cool with Fernando. I'm taking the Illini.
Okay.
On the road, Illinois.
And this next game will consider the free space on your bingo card. USC hosting Michigan State, favored by 18.5. We're picking it, though. USC, is anyone daring enough here?
Nope. I'll take Southern Cal.
Stat padding it is. Yeah. Stat padding.
Let's go USC.
All right, over to the NFL. Atlanta at Carolina. It's an interesting one. I'm feeling a little froggy here. I'm going to take Carolina at home.
Atlanta's defense is really good, and Bijan, man, he's just heating up. Penix is getting better. I'll take Falcons on the road.
I'm going to go Carolina. I'm with Nolan. I think they spring the upset at home against Atlanta here.
Packers and Browns. Packers favored by 7.5 as the road team. That defense has been dominant. I think they keep it rolling.
I'm going Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland. I mean, they gave Cincinnati and Burrow and all those receivers 114 total yards. I think if Joe doesn't turn the ball over, I think Cleveland's defense is going to create a turnover. I just think Cleveland at home, that defense is so good. Green Bay may overlook them. I'm taking Cleveland.
I'm going to go Green Bay.
Okay.
Green Bay in maybe the Flacco swan song.
Texans and Jaguars. This one's practically a pick 'em, pretty narrow spread. I just think the Texans need it more. There's been a lot of chatter about C.J. Stroud as of late. I think he has a nice game here.
Yeah, I don't think playing at Jacksonville is anything difficult. I'm gonna pick Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm going with the Trevor Lawrence, not Frenchman's waving, Liam Cohen, and Etienne's off to a great start. Let's go Jags.
Minnesota hosting Cincinnati. Minnesota favored ever so slightly, 2.5 here. I don't know. Browning was okay. Just turned the ball over too much last week, but they held on. I'll go with the Vikings. That's a tough place to play, too.
And a very good defense. So that's why I'm going to go with Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I'm going Vikings.
Steelers and Patriots, another narrow spread here, but Pittsburgh favored 1.5 as the road team. I think they get that bounce-back performance. Aaron Rodgers looks a little bit closer to week one, although he doesn't have to be that elite to win this game. But I'll go Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going Steelers also. I figure that defense, I don't think it can be that bad 3 weeks in a row. I mean, because they've sucked for 2 weeks, that defense has Pittsburgh's. But I'll take Steelers.
I'm going to go New England. Old Drake May getting things done there. And Stephon Diggs scored a touchdown. Do I get a bonus pick for that?
No. Okay. Rams and Eagles in a rematch of their playoff thriller that the Rams very narrowly lost that game. I think they think their revenge, they get their revenge in this one, excuse me. Philly's offense, not as dominant as it should be through 2 weeks.
You know what? 10 a.m. game, it's tough on the West Coast teams early in the season. And it's a 1 o'clock game. I'm taking the Eagles.
I'm going to go with the Rams because they're going to scrutinize the tush push. Smith and A.J. Brown aren't really doing much in the pass game right now.
Yeah.
I'm taking old Matt Stafford and the boys. L.A., yeah.
Jets traveling to take on Tampa Bay. Backup quarterback for New York here, and the spread reflects that. 6.5 in favor of the Buccaneers. No, don't get cute here. Bucks.
Baker.
Tampa.
All right, Indy at Tennessee. Vinny was telling me this before the show. The Colts have not punted yet this season. That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Tennessee, getting a little better in week two, ever so slightly, and I think they get a win here, actually. Give me the upset pick. With the Titans.
I'm staying with Danny Dimes. You know, they can run it. They can throw it. Playing good defense. And Tennessee. Poor Cam Ward's been sacked 11 times. That offensive line sucks. I'll stay with Indy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Colts. And Tennessee hung with the Rams for, what, 3 quarters last week?
Yeah.
And then LA pulled away late. But I'll go with Indianapolis with Nick Cross getting a pick. Another terp. Do I get a bonus point for that?
No. Raiders coming east to face Washington. Doesn't look like Jaden Daniels is going to play in that one. But even still, I do think Washington wins here.
Washington's had 11 days to get ready. Vegas played on Monday night, and they got to travel to Washington. Short week for them. I take Skins.
Man, it's Mariota. I think Deebo Samuel's going to have a big day here. They're going to have to figure out a way to generate some offense. Maybe Tom Brady will wear the men in black suit with the headphones again and get everybody all discombobulated. But let's go Commanders.
Broncos at Chargers, a division matchup with some early season implications here. What's the line? Chargers favored by 2.5. But I like the Broncos here. Everyone's kind of smelling the Chargers farts here early this season, and it's getting a little annoying for me.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, don't pick with your heart, they say, but I'm going to do it anyway. Give me the Broncos.
Yeah, Khalil Mack being out probably hurts them rushing the quarterback. Chargers first home game. I'm taking the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with L.A. Will they ever get a running game established, though? Chargers here.
Hampton better. I mean, they got a good running back. They got two.
Let's go L.A.
Saints at Seahawks. This has got to be a fast and easy one here. Seattle, right?
Seattle.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, Dallas at Chicago. This is an interesting one. I was looking at the weather yesterday. Might be a lot of rain in Chicago on Sunday. Dallas favored by 1.5 on the road. If it's going to rain, I think it gets really messy. It gets really sloppy, but Chicago pulls it out. Ugly win, but a win nonetheless.
I'm going to take Dallas. They have the better quarterback.
I'm going with the Bears. That's for you, Mike Harmon.
Cardinals at the Niners. Another quarterback situation to monitor. We'll see if Brock Purdy can, in fact, go. He's been limited the last 2 days. But even still, Cardinals playing good ball right now. I'll go Arizona.
San Fran's 2-0, winning it with defense. I'll take San Fran at home.
Yeah, Purdy might play, too. But either way, I'll take the 49ers.
And our last but not least here, Kansas City being force-fed to us in primetime yet again. And they're taking on the Giants. Boy, that's a thriller. 2-0-2 teams. Who saw that coming? But this has got to be Chiefs. I don't think anyone's putting up a fight on that.
Chiefs.
Yeah, let's go KC there. That's going to do it for our picks. Obviously, we'll take the Ravens and Lions on Monday. Vinny, have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll see you Monday when we're back getting ready for that one. Nolan, sticking around because Steve Molesky is joining us next. And we'll talk some baseball with him as the Orioles. They lose last night on national TV. Now trying to regroup. Trevor Rogers on the hill, so at least they have a fighting chance. In regards to the mound.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.